Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant are just a few names. Of all the great ones they call the best, but there's just one name they haven't named yet. When the clock is down and the ball's in his hand, he's always the winning man. So even though you have your starting line, let me tell you who's the greatest of all time. He's born. Michael Jackson is the greatest name. And if you need someone to win the fight, many say Ali is the greatest guy. But there's one name that tops them all, from the stage to the ring, he's the one to call. Michael is king of pop, my God is king of kings. Ali is a great fighter, but my God is the Lord of the rings. Just listen. Oh, he heals. The blind to see, he died upon the cross, third day he did rise, power in his hand, he's the greatest of all time. Yeah.
Come on, bless him right there. He's the greatest.
Oh, and every knee shall bow.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Hallelujah.
You feel like giving up now. Your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me. And they testing me. They keep stressing me. Because they never heard a preacher flow. Show. Go. No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you?
Come on, choir.
God has so
many great things
in store for
me.
Can't you see?
Many great
Thank you.
not going to mess with that no more. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here who knows he's got some right there. Demma said you weren't going to get the great thing.
But I hear God say,
your favorite gospel station.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
Oh, with a real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Down on his knees. Somebody look, ask the question. Must Jesus bear that cross alone? All of this world, this world go free. Bear the cross for everyone. I know that one somewhere for me. And then he got up. He got up. He got up. Went on up the hill, kept on walking for you. He kept on walking, and for me, he kept right on walking. After a while, when it got real quiet, way back in Jerusalem, they could still hear power. Saying that same thing, telling everybody, I can't find no fault in it. I can't find no fault in it. Anybody here tonight can say that same thing. I can't find no fault in it. Have you ever brought you through? Have you been good to you?
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it! Look!
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
hogs,
dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits,
you name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
hogs,
dogs. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes. Beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Clap those hands, here we go. One, two, three, here we go. Come on. I need to hear you. Come on. I need to hear you. Come on.
ready to throw in the towel, Lord. You were there all the time, every time. So I want to tell you thank you, because you kept my family.
You kept my family.
You kept my friends.
You kept my
friends. You kept my mind.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. As I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about, I came as a friend that I never had. Oh, hold on. I need you to hold my hand. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Oh, Lord. I need you. Oh, my.
first and the last. No man can work like him. You know he's King of Kings. He's my Lord. He's my all. Jesus Christ, the first and the last. No man can work like him.
My Lord.
Lord of a Lord, I love him because he loved me. He died on a Calvary. I keep the Sabbath because he made it for me. He called me out of the world before.
Father, unless I know you. but you gave it back again. And every mistake that I made, you have forgiven. I was misplaced, a classic case of mistaken identity, kidnapped by my sin. But your grace found me, and you ransomed me, Lord. When I was depending on you, you ransomed me with your love. Sent mercy down to my rescue. You can set the captives free. I know, 'cause you did it just for me. You ransomed me with your captured by sin. May God grace found me. Oh, you ransomed me, love. I was depending on you, and you ransomed me, love. Send mercy down to my rescue. You can't.
journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter. Starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomena of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, "O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about?" And he raised his hand and said three words, "Peace be still." The sun came out. The clouds dissipated. The thunder hushed its voice. The winds went back in his chamber and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, "We're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more." Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, "Reverend Roberts, what did they say?" This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
"Master,
the tempest is raging. Oh, the billows
heart all sing high. Oh yes. The sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no. No shelter. Oh, yeah. Ooh, in night. Oh, honey. Listen, come on. Listen, listen. Sure. That that we care. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave. A grave. A grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Obey my will. Peace be still. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Look at them tears, look at them eyes, you don't even know, you don't have to cry, it's already handled, like Olivia Pope, you've been hurt inside so many times, time to let it all go, just cut away, help us on the way, wait until the morning comes, brand new day, seems impossible, watch what I say, promise he's gonna wipe every tear away. Just don't understand, I can still feel you around. Mama, why'd you leave? Why you had to go? Felt like I wanted to die, but the devil's a lie. Thought I'd never recover, but look at me now. Every day gets better, I know she's smiling down. And I don't have to cry anymore, more. Tears are only temporary, tears are only temporary. We'll be right back.
You gonna get better. Everything gonna be alright. Every day keep growing stronger. Walk by faith and not by sight. I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Gonna be alright. Be alright. Oh yeah. So pick yourself up and touch yourself up. Cause you're the giving end. Yeah, yeah. Keep your eyes up on the cross. It's your season to win. Everybody say, we'll be right back.
Oh, ever give up the fight, you'll succeed. Hold your head, you already made it. All you need, he's already created. I'm telling you, everything will be.
Not a cliche. Holiness, holiness, it's what you want for me, for me, for me, for me. Take my heart.
No. I want to get to this. Is this.
Brokenness. Brokenness.
Yes.
Lord, that's what I long for. That brokenness is what I need. Brokenness, brokenness.
The spirit of pride hates that verse.
You told me to come to you with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Take my heart, take my heart. Take my mind, transform it.
This is my prayer.
Take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord.
Yes.
Transform it, yeah. Take my will,
I'm sorry. Somebody praise God real quick here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory.
You gotta sing another song.
Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing the beat. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire. Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
It's Sunday morning. Yes, Sunday morning, right at the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. October the 22nd, 2023. Want to welcome you and thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We are right at the top of the hour here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we are so honored to welcome back this awesome preacher, teacher, man of God that's bringing forth the Word of God right here every Sunday. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend to lock in to listen to this awesome preacher, teacher. I'm speaking of Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, South City, North Carolina. And now, here is Pastor Cecil Wilson. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to you. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining True Community Church Worship Service here in Siler City, North Carolina. I'm Pastor Wilson, and today we're going to the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, and we will begin reading at the 15th verse, Matthew 25 and 15. Over in the New Testament covenant. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. Amen. We come now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Savior, the Savior of the world. We just want to, first of all, say thank you. Thank you, kind Father, because we realize, man, it could have all been another way. Somebody laid down last night and could not answer the roll this morning, but somehow you saw fit to let us live on, not out of our goodness, but out of your grace and your mercy, and we say thank you. Lord, we invoke your Holy Spirit to come and lead and guide this service. Speak, Lord, to what you have your servant to say to your people. Have thine way, O Lord, in this place. Hallelujah. We're trusting in your holy word because we know your word is true. Somebody is in need of a touch from the Lord right now. Somebody is bothered in their spirit and they need the peace of God to come upon them. And Lord, we're praying now. We're dispatching the ministering angels of Almighty God. Go with them, Lord. Holy Spirit, go into these households and wherever people are listening to us. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts and their mind, body, and soul. Make them well, Lord, in Jesus' name, so they hear the word and be set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Matthew, the 25th chapter, and we will begin reading here at the 14th verse for our text today. Matthew 25 and 14. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1 talent, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. The 16th verse, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 talent went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Looking at that 15th verse, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1 talent, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway the master took his journey. I want to use for a subject. God gave each the same opportunity. God gave each one the same opportunity. Jesus gave parables as a way of causing the message to stick with a person and also as a way of delivering more than one thought with the same message. And in this parable of the talents, God's people learn more and more about him, learn more about God's word, the Bible, and about his Holy Spirit. It's a measure of different talents to anticipate the same result. Each of us have a unique humanity. We all are created uniqueness in our own self, but we are to use this uniqueness to the glory of God and for God's people, and to use it for God's purpose. And you can look back through Bible history and you will see that different generations had a different amount of talents. They had different amount of the power of God manifested, and different things were expected of them. God has wanted for us to grow unto who we are to be. He's waited for us to grow into an increased developed talent and service for his purpose. He's given one revival, the revival of receiving the Holy Spirit, the revival of healing, the revival of the teaching of the word, and one supernatural event after another. Tell him thank you. Each generation has different talents, and each generation have a different mission. Each generation has a different instructions and duties to carry out, and they are responsible for those talents. He gave to one 5 talents, to the other 2, and to another 1, according to each ability, but each had the same opportunity because God has no respective person. The people in the past could not do what we do now because we have an expanded understanding of the word and we have life experiences that they didn't have then. And on the other hand, they had wisdom. That's right. They had wisdom. God-given, just plain out common sense wisdom. They had wisdom of some things we don't seem to have today. For all the education we have, there seems to be some wisdom that is lacking on the generation today. And many have become very successful and wealthy. And when they discovered how to put knowledge and wisdom on the same plate with the Word of God, and the Word of God is the main ingredient, what a well-balanced meal you will have. However, both generations have the same opportunity to accomplish what God expected of them and what their purpose was to be here on earth. In each, it is expected to challenge their potential to greatness and the glory of Almighty God. Today, friends, we are expected to that same greatness. And God knows what you have in you. That's right. He knows what's in each of us. And you have to see yourself like God sees you. See, stop seeing you as the world sees you and look at yourself and see yourself like God sees you. Now, one thing, God sees you in his own image. See you as he created you and as the plans he has for you. You know the plans to prosper, good health, as your soul prosper. Notice it says you are to prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper, which means that our soul must be developing, increasing, going to a higher level at all times. Our soul, our mind, body, and our will. And so plans for a good life. God does not see you, and he does not see myself as poor. That's right. Nor does he see us inferior, does not see us without value. You are beautifully and wonderfully made and with great value and talents. Tell God thank you. And we shall be the head and not the tail. Amen. And if you're born again, you're already rich. You already have the power because you have his power. You've already overcome, and everything God had, he passed on to Jesus. And as believers and now heirs and joint heirs with the Son, Jesus, all of it has now been passed on to you and I. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. And however, I warn you that the devil is trying to deceive you and hinder you from receiving what is already your blessing, already been taken care of at the cross, already your opportunity, and what's already the same opportunity as Jesus. And what believers don't fully understand is that God made us to showcase, to be a living testimony of who he really is. We are the living testimony. We are the light that is to shine so bright that men will see the good works and glorify our Father who art in heaven, so that a dying world may see the goodness of our life and glorify God. And while they stand there in wonder and awe, they have the same opportunity and should expect the same blessings as we have beyond this and beyond measure. But they have to believe and use the talents that God has given them to achieve and increase their talented opportunity. Stay with me now. There are no more limits on your life. And as the word of God say in Ephesians, it said, now to him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or even think of, letting us know now that we have the same opportunity and ability of talent as you see other successful ones with. So you ought to tell yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have the right to expect the best everywhere you go and in everything you do. So you need to stop cheating yourself. Stop stealing your own money. When you shortchange God, you're doing nothing but stealing your own money. Stop going for the cheap made and less value stuff. And you need to start thriving for things that kings and queens will go after. That's right. And because you are royalty. In the eyes of God, you and I are royalty. And that's why he made sure he gave you the necessary amount of talents for your assignment. Question now is, why are some not where they should be? Well, look at the amount of talents given in the last 2 years. Look at all the stimulus checks, the unemployment checks, free food, rent paid, utilities paid, child care paid, and some people got just thousands of dollars back in taxes and all. But look at it now. If you were to ask them, where is it? They can't tell you. They don't even have anything to show for the talents that's been given to them. Now you see, when the scripture here talk about talents, now you see that the master gave his servants money, known in those days. And so look at the 18th verse. But he that had received the one talent went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Some people just won't, you know, some people just won't give a damn. They won't give a damn to a cause. Not $10, not $5, not even a dollar. They won't even reach in the pocket and give you some change. But they want a $1 million opportunity and blessings beyond measure, but won't give any talents. Did you share? Maybe that's what happened to your money. Maybe that's what happened to all of this you have been blessed with and you don't have it to show. Did you share? Did you give some back to God as a consideration to the country? That's right. In every contract, there must be what they call consideration. Consideration is money or something of a monetary value has to be exchanged in return, and that's the consideration of the contract. We have a contract with God. Look at what Luke recorded. He said, give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. Just dropped in your lap. You can't ask for no better. But for with the measure you use, it will be measured back unto you. Some can't even get ahead because they don't have a partner in their relationship that has the same mind as they have. Sometimes you wonder why you can't get ahead. It may be who the person you link with. And, you know, that person has the same opportunity, but they may not have the same mind as you have. You know, the Bible said, as a person thinketh, so is he. And remember, it takes the same effort. Young people, listen to me now. It takes the same effort to fall in love with someone who want to have something in life and who want to go somewhere and do some things and be something. It takes the same effort to fall in love with that person as it does to fall in love with someone who don't want anything, who don't want to go anywhere, who don't want to be anymore, and going to stop you from being anything. I know it sounds unreal or sounds crazy, you know what young people say, but some people will fight their own shadow. That's right. They'll try to hold you back when they have the same opportunity as you have. So why hold me back? Because if I win, you win. See, you don't have to put up with that anymore. That's right. You don't have to put up with that anymore. You do have some options. To everyone, God gave a measure of talent. And there may be a shortage on a lot of things, but there is not a shortage of someone to love you back. There's not a shortage on someone who will love you for who you are. It's not a shortage of someone who will love you and look beyond all of your faults and see nothing but your need. Someone who will love you for come as you are without one plea. You know, someone wrote a song, said it's so good loving somebody, and somebody loves you back. To be loved and to be loved in return is the only thing that our heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, we can build a world of love, a life of joy. We can make our goal each other's happiness. And I do for you anything I can, and you do the same for me. Loving somebody when somebody loves you back. When someone would do along with you because they have the same opportunity. You see, we really need to focus on God and get in our rightful place and stop falling for all these old simple tricks of the devil. Same old tricks. Just use them from generation to generation. The Bible said, I would not have you ignorant, believers. I would not have you ignorant, brothers. See, stop saying you and God are two, because God and I, or God and you, are one. That's right. But why? How is that, preacher? Because God is within us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. See, there's more on your side than on the enemy's side. The enemy is just good at magnifying the situation to make it look like he has the ups, but he does not have the ups on you. Tell God, thank you. You tell the enemy, said, I have the authority over you. I have the blood of Jesus, and don't you cross this bloodline. And I apply the blood of Jesus over the situation over you right now. See, it's time for you to use the talents and gifts God has given you. You need to develop it and use it to the glory of God. You are to be blessed over and over, and God receive all the glory from your life and from your talents. You need to tell yourself, repeat after me, I am a believer. I believe God's word, and I trust God, and what I trust about God is his word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, because the Word was God. See, circumstances can lie, but God's Word is true. And many times bad situations are really our fault. You know, our parents used to have a saying. They had an old saying that said, if you make the bed hard, you lay on it. Watch out now. Lie there long enough. That's right. You lie on that hard bed long enough until you get a lesson learned from it, and then get up. And when you get up, don't forget to pick up your measure of talents and take them with you, and be wiser the next time, and so it will multiply greatly for you. In other words, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things be added on. See, too many times you chasing the money and you trying to put everything in front of God. See, you want to seek first your kingdom. See, you want to seek first your high horse. See, you want to seek first you be the king on the throne. But if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things you hustling and bustling and stealing your own money, fighting your own shadow, all of those things, what you trying to get to, guess what? God will add it on. Amen. People are so misguided and beguiled, just like Eve was in the Garden of Eden. She was beguiled. People are so programmed into spending all their money on buying cars instead of houses. Won't enjoy each other, and they won't enjoy the family, because they have too much pride thinking of themselves. That's right. It's really all pride. Did you realize it's pride if you have low self-esteem? That is as prideful as if you had a big ego about yourself. So, well, how is that? Because either way, the concentration is on you. You concentrating on yourself. It's all about how I feel, how I perceive everything. Concentrate on Jesus, for he is the way. He's the truth and the life. Amen. He said, he told Martha, he said, listen, I am the resurrection and the life. That's right. You need to believe in me, Jesus said. Hallelujah. Now, people talk about all I need is an opportunity. Well, I'm making an announcement right now. God has already given you a good measure of opportunity. Tell him thank you. And that you don't even realize it sometimes, you already have it. The moment you believe with faith that you have it and receive it in faith, you will realize it and see the manifestation. And look at John, he recorded whenever Jesus' mother and Jesus getting ready to perform his first miracle on earth. And his mother Mary told the people they were at the wedding. And she told the servants, she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Don't question it. Don't second guess it. Just do it. See, be careful because there's a miracle in your mouth. That's right. Watch your mouth. You know, we preached about that other Sunday that words have power. And there is a miracle right now in your mouth. Step outside of time and push your faith into the supernatural and access your miracle. Multiply your talents and with a little and watch it become a lot. You need to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And the mustard plant, listen to me now, is not a tree, although it can grow as tall as a tree. With its roots over 6 feet deep in the ground, it's an herb that grows fast and can grow to 12 feet tall in a short period of time with brilliant yellow flowers of produce. In other words, what is this parable or symbolic? It's symbolic to the kingdom of heaven. It's like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is similar, is smaller than all seeds. The mustard seed is smaller than any other seed grown. Are you listening? When you grow up, when you stop being a babe in Christ, when you grow up, when you get beyond yourself, and you'll see that the little seed, the one that people thought is not, the little seed people looked over, but when it is grown, it is greater than any other herb. And when we look in our text, go with me now to Matthew, the 25th chapter. And the 14th verse. In our text, we see a parable. We see a story that tells of an employer who was leaving his house to travel. And before leaving, he's going to entrust his property to his employees. See, people, when you work on a job, you are there. It's not a social club. It's not have everything your way. You are there. You're in an agreement with the employer. You work and give the employer what he wants, and in return, he pays you. See, the property, he's going to entrust it to you. And you are to go on that job and work and take care of it as if it's your own. That's right. You need to be Christ-like, not just when you're at church, but also on that job. When we look in our text here in Matthew, the 25th chapter, 14th verse, it says that the employer entrusted his property to the three servants, and what he entrusted to them was worth 8 talents. Remember now, to one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2 talents, and to another 1. 5 plus 2 plus 1 is 8. And 1 talent, a talent as in this passage of Scripture, is a unit of monetary value. 1 talent was worth about 20 years of wages. 1 talent was worth about 20 years of working on a job. And therefore, we're talking about a significant amount of money that he left with them. God rewards those who put considerable effort into bettering their lives and the lives of others in their community. See, we were put on earth to subdue and work it. Go to Genesis. Work the land in a way that it actually works for you. And if you work it with the word of God, you will benefit from the fruits thereof and its talents beyond measure. Tell him thank you. And so what did the workers do with the talents? Well, the first 2 used the talents, thus multiplying them. But the one who had only 1 talent did not use it, but simply buried it or hid it in the ground. History has shown that he who thinks they are poorer than others would think they are not to give, always to be on the receiving side and limit themselves because they will only have what's given to them from someone's leftovers. Are you listening? See, some people think they ought to always be on the side where somebody give to them. They won't give to any cause, won't give to American Red Cross, won't give to those harmed by disasters. You won't ever see them out there doing anything, giving or helping pick up and cleaning up. And yes, you guessed it, they won't even give to the church. But notice the Bible said it's better to give than to receive. Why is that? Because if you can always be given, that means that you must have more than enough. That means that you at least have something. And that's why it's better to be on the side of giving than to always be on the side of receiving. The 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. And then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. In other words, he doubled it. And likewise, he that had received 2 talents, he also gained another 2. And the 18th verse, but he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came back home and reckoned with them. Stay with me now, the 20th verse. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. But behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. A total, that's right, he doubled the money. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and now I will make thee ruler over many things. Come on up, enter into the joy of thy Lord. You know what? We got to stop just repeating scriptures for any kind of situation. Now you just saw where that scripture actually come from and the context of which that scripture was written. The 22nd verse, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides the 1 you gave. I have also doubled the money. The 23rd verse, and his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. And thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Come on, enter into the joy of thy Lord. But then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth, put it in the ground. So there has that is thine. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked, listen to me now, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I am not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I shall have received my own with usury. In other words, what the man did, he went and put the money and went out there and did it with the money exchangers and did everything, called himself going to take the money, and he going to, instead of working it honestly, instead of him doing it God's way, he going to try to exchange it out there on the money exchange system, and he going to work this worldly system in a worldly way, and he messed around. It was the same as taking the money and burning it in the ground, because now he said with usury, which means he's now taking the money, and now he's a servant to the lender. See, we supposed, and just like this man, we supposed to be the head and not, they're supposed to be the lender and not the borrower. And he done put himself to and now where he's in debt. And this master said, if I wanted to put the money in debt, I could have done that myself. I didn't need you for debt. The 28th verse, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto he which have 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that what you have. Tell God, boy, tell God thank you. Tell him thank you now. Tell him thank you. And the 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country and delivering unto him his goods. See, Jesus left the cross, resurrected to a far country that left us with his goods here on earth. And we are to be, we are to oversee his goods. He left us, we have the authority. We're supposed to take care of his goods until his return. For Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back again. And in the last days, they will become lovers of themselves and not of God. They're going to take the talents and they're going to use it to think of themselves and not of God's purpose. And it is scripture says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I don't know about you, but when Jesus returns, and when the master comes back to see what we've done with the talents, and I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And thou hast been faithful over a few things. And I want to make thee ruler over many. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. But you lazy and idle servant, did you indeed know that I reap where I have not sowed? But master, the talent is just like the one you gave me. I'm giving it back. I got it. Yeah, but that's not the problem. You didn't do anything with it. See, I didn't give it to you for you to look at. Didn't give it to you for you to worship it. Didn't give it to you for you to use it against people. Didn't give it to you for you to throw off on folks that you better than them. And so since you didn't do anything with the life you were given, you sat and locked up and afraid and believed the world instead of believing and trusting the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And too many of us today is alive but not living. Yes, you're still alive, but you're no longer living. You have locked yourself up in fear. You have shut yourself down, and you have taken God's created life, God's talents, and you have buried it in the ground, no longer fruitful. And the church have become a religion and may have lost its holiness. That's right. Did you hear me? The church is now it's just nothing but a religion of a lot of doctrines, but they have lost its holiness. And see, the church need to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. What the church need right now is a revival. And whatever you do, don't shrink your goals. Whatever you do, don't shrink your goals and your talents just because you think it can't happen. You just need to enlarge your faith. And notice that God gave each according to their abilities and more than one ability. Same to each of us today. The talents represent different opportunities to use our abilities to serve Christ. We are born with different abilities, but Christ gives us opportunities to match our abilities. And the important thing is to be faithful. The first two servants were both faithful and doubled their talents. And so they both received the very same reward. But the Christian who is faithful in his service and journey here, though it may be smaller than someone else, we get the same reward as the one who seemed to have more attention. But you can't be foolish with it, and you have to put your trust in God, and your faith has to be well-founded. See, God gave each the same opportunity. And I don't know about you, but what we're going to have to do now, we're going to have to look to the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help cometh from the Lord. We're going to have to trust in the Lord and hold to God's unchanging hand. We're going to have to build our hopes on things eternal, not on the world, and got to continue holding when the wind blow to God's unchanging hand. Somebody tell God, thank you for his word. He gave each the same opportunity. Is there one right now who want to be a need to be saved? See, if God were to call your spirit back home today, listen there, where would you spend eternity? Where will your spirit go? Will it go to heaven or will it go to a burning hell? Do think about it. If you want to be saved, you have to be born again. Why? Because our spirit took on a sinful nature through Adam. And all he's asking us to do is to be start over and be born again by accepting Jesus as our Lord. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross, was buried, and was raised from the dead. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I'm putting the cross before me and the world behind me. I surrender it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Come on, release your faith right now. Come on, release yourself and tell somebody, I'm saved. Tell yourself, I'm saved. I am saved. I'm under construction, not perfect, going to make some mistakes, but I am saved. Tell God, thank you. Let me pray for you right now. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you for the word. Thank you for the people. You say in your word, Lord, that praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise your holy name. And we praise you. We come in with a prayer of thanksgiving. And Lord, you said in your word, said, don't forget all the benefits that you have given us through your son, Jesus. You will forgive us of all our sins and heal us of all our diseases. And Lord, I thank you now. I'm claiming the victory, and I'm praying a prayer on the people that if they would join in faith, your word said that you have healed all our diseases. And by Jesus' shed blood on the cross, we were healed. And you said that who redeems your life from the pit, and you have crowned us with love and compassion. And you have satisfied our desires with good things so that your youth, our youth, can be renewed like the eagle. And oh, Lord, we come now. We give thanks unto you, oh, Lord, for you're good and you're merciful and you endure forever. And I just want to right now, we just tell you thank you because you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I thank you. Lord, I declare this over the people. It has now been established, and receive it by faith and rise up off of that bed of affliction. Rise up right now out of poverty. You rise up to be the head and not the tail, and receive your inheritance right now in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Well, check out our website, truecommunitychurch.com, or write to us at True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina, and the zip code is 27344. True Community Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
Oh, my.
As always, he brings forth the Word of God right here every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what a word on this Sunday, October the 22nd, 2023. Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina, bringing forth the Word of God. Now look, for those of you who've been listening on this wonderful Sunday, the Lord wants to bless you right where you are. Now, some of you have been listening to this man of God teaching the Word of God every Sunday, and he brought forth a nugget for many of you that have been listening but have not activated yourself to give to this man of God here on this broadcast. You've heard the information on how to go to their website for information on to sow a seed or to give to this ministry. So do that, and I know you'll be blessed right here every Sunday. And every first Sunday, he's coming forth with communion service. So join them every first Sunday for communion service. So if you're looking for communion every first Sunday, right here with Pastor Cecil Wilson. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure. You can join us right here every day, Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website. That's NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. And don't forget to join our NFI television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, out of Decatur, Georgia. That's DEKALB 25, www.thefreedomfighters.com. And if you're in Georgia, you can join us on that channel 25, DeKalb channel 25 out of Georgia. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Your will be done on earth, 'cause it's already done in heaven. Let your kingdom come on earth, 'cause you already run the heavens. Let your glory fill the earth, 'cause it already floods the heavens. Let your freedom ring on earth, 'cause it's already rung in heaven. Let the choir sing on earth. Let your will be done on earth in the same way it is in heaven. On earth, let your kingdom come on earth, just like it is in heaven. On earth. Let your presence flood the earth, 'cause it's overflowing in heaven. Let your servants rise on earth, 'cause they're never weary in heaven. Let your healing fall on earth, 'cause ain't nobody sick up in heaven. Let your praises be found on earth, 'cause they always resound in heaven. Let the choir sing on earth. Let your will be done on earth in the same way that it is done in heaven. Let your kingdom come on earth, just like it is in heaven. On earth, let your just rain on earth, just like it rains in heaven. Let your mercy cover the earth, 'cause it's running over in heaven. Let your love conquer the earth, 'cause it already governs the heavens. Let revival come on earth, 'cause it's every day up in heaven. Let the choir sing on earth.
It's so hard to live.
6 minutes before the top of the hour, 11 a.m., here's Brother Matthew Meekins and the fellas. Very blessed and good morning. All right. I know that's right.